morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And we are also being blasted across Facebook Live, courtesy of our friends at RFS Bank. Family Promise is in the house with Ashley Sykes. How you doing, young lady?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. You know, I'm here and I'm blessed and it's Friday, so hey. You know, and, it's a good day.
And you know something? We're going to be sharing the blessings with an opportunity for people to help share their blessings along with a good time mixed in. So this is called putting the fun in fundraising. Yeah. We've got a special event coming up.
Yeah, we've got our Tour to Beeville event coming up. So we're hoping, you know, to still get some more people coming to that. Mm-hmm. It is next Saturday, October 2nd. Mm-hmm. Registration would be at 9 o'clock, and then the bike ride begins at 10. Mm-hmm. Downtown, about a mile and a half downtown, stopping at some stops along the way where there'll be a little fun game and maybe some refreshments, water, things like that to just kind of have along the way. It's a really fun little bike ride. I don't want to say race
because no, it's not a race.
Time, but you know,
if you race, you're going to miss all the fun.
Right. Yeah. There you'll start to see on our it is on our Facebook page and on our website. So there's a QR code now, so it takes you right to the registration.
Gotcha.
We have flyers that should be coming home with your children in their backpacks, and then we have some yard signs that you'll start seeing up and around downtown and just around different places. So those have those little QR codes on them as well. So if you were to get out, go scan it would take you straight to the registration. Real easy to do. And it's $10 for an individual and $40 for a family. So, you know, really doable and a really fun event. So hoping to get a lot of people out for it. Should be nice weather, hopefully. So,
it will be.
You know, should be a lot of fun.
Now, tell everybody a bit about Family Promise, because we hear the name, and everybody goes, oh, yeah, Family Promise, I've heard of that. What does Family Promise do? Because the list is kind of long.
Yeah. So Family Promise is a homeless shelter. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. so right now, we're just taking grants and donations, pretty much, and we get a lot of matching grants from Conoco and Phillips 66, which is wonderful. So we serve children and their families. Mm-hmm. So you do have to have children to get into the program, or you could be pregnant. And then we, you know, keep those families for about 3 to 4 months, depending on how much time they may need. As long as they're still working towards their goals and accomplishing what they came in for, then we let them kind of finish up until they feel like they're ready to graduate the program. They come into the program, and we do a background check and a drug screen before they do come in. And then we kind of, you know, set them up with goals, set them up with maybe parenting classes if we feel like they need that, maybe counseling services. You know, we've done some partnerships with Grand Lake and with Delaware Tribe for their home visitation program. And so we kind of get them on the right track, kind of get them stable so we can start going on that right track. We do require them to get a job. And so if they don't have a job already, we require that. It's kind of a way that we help them save money. We do require them to save 80% when they're in the program, and that's how we help them to have enough money for a deposit for a place of their own and first months, maybe even 2 months of rent. Kind of get them ahead of the game when they're ready to graduate out, and then they're moving on and into their own place. And a lot of them maybe have never even lived on their own before, so it's kind of exciting, you know, for them. But our success rate is about 84%. So we have a really good success rate. I think that's because we are kind of small. So, and we stay with them for a year, at least a year after they graduate the program. I can tell you that, you know, the cool thing about Family Promise is I've probably kept in contact with 80% of the families who have come through there still to this day, 7 years ago.
You build a bond.
You do, and it's a really cool bond. It's really, I get, you know, passionate about what I do, and I, you know, I love the families who come through there, and you get attached. So it's really good to see that, you know, when you see them out in the community and they're working and they're doing things and they're like, hey, and their kids are jumping out, Ashley, Miss Ashley, you know, it's really a great thing to see.
That is amazing. Now, you work with a lot of partnerships. You mentioned mm-hmm. that you do get some financial partnership help with ConocoPhillips and mm-hmm. Phillips 66. Mm-hmm. But I understand that there is a large network of churches
yes.
that help out as well.
Yes, churches are a big piece of our program. With COVID, it's been a little bit more challenging because the churches are not hosting in the churches right now.
Yeah.
That's kind of how originally Family Promise model was going to work, and that's how we did it for about 5-6 years until COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been having to do things a little bit differently now, but the churches are still involved. They bring meals to the Anchor House for the families on their host week, so that's still a very huge piece. And without the churches, you know, Family Promise wouldn't be Family Promise either. We really have to have the support and the volunteers from the church members. It's just a really huge piece. And, you know, when they have that volunteer piece from the churches and the connection, I just feel like it just gives more hope to the families mm-hmm. who are coming through the program. And a lot of those families have even joined churches because they felt a connection with somebody that made a difference in their life. And they've
indeed
joined that church. So
it's
huge.
That.
Yes.
Now, some folks on the outside looking in, maybe not knowing the circumstances, may somehow get it in their mind that these are all people who are victims of self-inflicted injury. And that is not the case a lot of the times. Many times, life will deal you a very bad hand, especially at a moment in your life when you're least prepared to handle
that
it.
That is exactly right. I mean, we have had families come through domestic violence situations.
Something they didn't ask for.
Something they did not ask for. Medical, something that happened medically.
Mm-hmm.
A divorce or breakup that's led somebody in those situations. So it is not a lot of times somebody who's caused this on themselves. I say this all the time. I say, I could have easily been in a situation like that had I not had a support system. And I think that's one of the big things these families don't have is a support system. You know, if I was to be on the verge of losing my house, mm-hmm. well, guess what? I've got a support system that's going to probably stop me from doing that, or, you know, living in my car or in a tent or bouncing from, you know, place to place, or, you know, a lot of these families just don't have it. Either they've burned their bridges with people in the past,
mm-hmm.
or their support systems are a lot of times in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't really help them.
Wow.
And so it's a big, you know, and that I think that's one of the reasons why the families who come to Family Promise are really motivated families. They want to do better. They want to be out of their situation. They want to, you know, they know their kids deserve something better, and they want to do better.
Ashley, this is really important, and it's really important that folks know about Family Promise. And if you have the means, by all means, try and show some support for Family Promise. And again, one of the things that we're doing is something that is fun for everyone, mm-hmm. and it does benefit Family Promise, and that is Tour de Biville.
Yes.
That was my French accent.
Yes, it's a really fun event, and
yeah.
I encourage you that if you've never done it before, hey, come out, give it a shot. This is our fourth time. COVID hit last year. We had to do it virtually. Not as fun virtually. Like to be in person. It's starting down at Lookin' Sharp dry cleaners, and then we just kind of take a tour around downtown through. We're stopping at we have a stop at the library, we have a stop at the community center, we have a stop kind of in between Price Tower and the Unity Square, mm-hmm. is that what they
yeah.
call it, or Unity
yeah.
Tower? We have a stop at the Centennial Plaza, at the train depot, so, I mean, there's several stops down there, things to do. The kids love it, they get to do a little activity, and get some treats and door prizes and things like that. So it's just a really fun event. So
it is. And where can we find out more? I know that you have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, and that's just under Family Promise of Washington County, Oklahoma. We've mm-hmm. realized that there's a different Washington County, so make sure you say Oklahoma. And then there we have our website, which is www.familypromisewc-ok.org.
Okay.
And you can find it there, or if you just need to call and find out information, you can call me at 918-815-3457. That's our Family Promise number. And if for some reason you're kind of, well, I don't know if I can make this work mm-hmm. or whatever, or I'm trying to wait to the last minute, you can register on site. So you can come to the event and register then. The main reason for the pre-register is for the shirts, but we've tried to order some extra shirts in hopes that maybe we would have enough if people came and had to register at the time of the mm-hmm. event.
Very good. This is going to be fun. And the date?
October 2nd.
Yes.
It's next Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's basically registration starts at 9, the bike ride starts at 10, and usually goes till about 12:30.
Super. I want to thank you very much for coming in,
yeah.
and I look forward to seeing you out there on the 2nd.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alrighty, you've been listening to our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust.